In 1948, a white Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter named Ray Spriggle disguised himself as an African-American and traveled south to learn about life under Jim Crow. Pittsburgh-based author Bill Steigerwald researched the project for his book, 30 Days, A Black Man. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll spoke with Steigerwald.
Who was Ray Spriggle?
Ray Spriggle was Pittsburgh's greatest journalist, newspaper man. From about 1911 to 1957, he worked for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He was famous for his undercover work. He would disguise himself as various things, such as a mental patient in the state mental hospitals, as a coal miner, as a black market meat salesman in World War II, and then write 6-7-part series in the Post-Gazette, highly publicized, highly touted front-page stories. By the time 1948 came around, when he went undercover into the Jim Crow South, disguised as a black man.
The horrors of the Jim Crow South were pretty well documented. Did white folks, Northerners, really not know what was going on down there that Ray Spriggle had to go do this project?
I don't think they did. The average reader of the Post-Gazette, there were 300,000 subscribers. The average reader would have read virtually nothing in the pages of the Post-Gazette about the Jim Crow South, about trials, about lynchings, about whatever horrible things that were going on down there. Whereas blacks in Pittsburgh and throughout the country would have been reading in-depth opinion pieces almost about that kind of news in the Pittsburgh Courier, which was then the largest and arguably the most influential black newspaper in the country. And so if you're a white guy living in Mount Lebanon, and if you're the most liberal person on the planet, you could be reading the Post-Gazette every day faithfully, and you're going to find out very, very little about the South. Blacks in the South and blacks on the Hill.
What most shocked Spriggle when he went undercover as a black man in the South?
It was the day-to-day sort of threat that hung over everyone, whether you were a professor at Spelman College or whether you were a sharecropper. You were always, if you were black, you were always a little worried about what might happen. Blacks were everywhere and in the society, but they were always at the mercy of the nearest white man.
This is 1948. It's before people really had TVs, certainly before the internet, anything like that. How was Spriggle's story received, the series?
The impact here was enormous. He would sell 20, 30,000 copies of paper. When he did one of his series, the Post-Gazette in those days really knew how to promote. And they promoted the heck out of this thing. It was also syndicated to about 15 papers around the country, from Philadelphia Inquirer to Seattle Times. It was also carried by the Pittsburgh Courier on its front page for 7 straight weeks. The Courier had 400,000 people across the country, editions in 13 cities or so. It was the only way blacks in the South could actually read Spriggle's series, which was 21 parts. And Time magazine wrote up a big story about Spriggle with his picture of him in disguise. And he had the whole country for about 2 or 3 months talking about the issue of ending legal segregation for the first time.
That was 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll talking with Bill Steigerwald about his nonfiction book, 30 Days, A Black Man. The book is just out in paperback.